Attorney General Abbott leads a very crowded ballot in several statewide races, including a four-way race for the GOP nomination for lieutenant governor, a race that has already seen name-calling and public disagreements at candidate forums like this one in Austin.
One of us on the stage, though, attacked and ambushed Ted Cruz on his radio show.
That is not
true. 45 minutes.
Absolutely not true.
You can listen to it.
Please.
All day long, you called Ted Cruz a liar, and I'm answering the question.
And there could be equally contentious fights among Republicans up and down the ballot. There are currently 36 Republicans expected to run in 14 statewide races. On the Democratic side, there are just 8 announced candidates. There's 0 Democratic opposition for Republicans running in 7 judicial races, not to mention the race for lieutenant governor. That's certainly bad news for a party trying to make a comeback in Texas, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could have empty holes, but I think, our goal at the state party is to fill the ticket.
William Haler is executive director of the Texas Democratic Party.
And I mean, there's many candidates that we have had conversations with that are going to file. We know they're going to file, and they're just figuring out what does their plan look like in terms of announcing their intentions to run and that type of thing.
Haler says the party has received commitments from candidates to run in every statewide race, and the goal during the current filing period was to slowly announce each candidate, to give each one a chance to be in the spotlight. Tuesday's spotlight fell on the party's single candidate for comptroller.
My name is Mike Collier, and I'm running for Texas comptroller.
Collier came to the Democratic State Party headquarters in Austin to sign everything to make it official. He met with a couple of reporters and then officially hit the campaign trail. He says he'll need to raise between $3 and $5 million to run a competitive campaign. But even with that money, as with any down ballot race, he knows he'll need help from the top of the ticket.
Wendy Davis is very important to what I'm trying to accomplish.
But it's Davis and a line of unknown, untested, and so far unannounced candidates. The Democratic Party's Haler again downplays the situation. He says GOP candidates had to announce early because each race was going to have a competitive primary. And Haler says starting late doesn't equal starting behind.
In terms of the infrastructure that our candidates are going to need in order to win in November 2014, I think we're far ahead of where the Republican Party is at.
Haler points to larger statewide party staff and help from an organization called Battleground Texas, which has a goal of turning Texas blue. Texas Republicans, of course, can counter by pointing to the last 20 years of statewide election history, which shows voters are more likely to pick a candidate, any candidate, with an R beside their name. Reporting for KUT's Agenda Texas, I'm Ben Philpott.